Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
Victoria Beckham reportedly uses over $1,600 worth of beauty products. What's that in reals?
About 600 it would be, I think.
600 reels of beauty products a day. Unfortunately, none of the products have been able to make her look like somebody who doesn't hate herself, her family, her friends, everyone she's ever met. She's got that resting bee face, hasn't she?
I like her.
Do you like her?
Yeah.
All right.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM. Let's go!
Hello, good morning. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
What did you want to be when you were a little girl?
I wanted to be an actress and then I wanted to be a lawyer.
And you're kind of there with the actress thing, aren't you? If you count this.
It turned out I wasn't naturally gifted on stage. To be generous.
Okay, you listening, even though we've never met you and we don't know anything about you,
I do.
You know about everybody.
I'm watching you.
She is as well. The odds are that you became the first, I don't know, NBA superstar / singing sensation are pretty much zero.
This is uplifting.
So maybe it's time to stop holding out hope for that. According to this, less than 1 out of 10 people have their childhood dream job.
I imagine, though, if everyone had their childhood dream job, there'd still be a lot of people that hated their jobs.
Yeah, you know.
What was I thinking?
Grass is always greener. About 60% of us are still clinging to at least one little hope that it could happen one day.
Next year, my movie's out.
Here are the top 10 most common dream jobs.
Okay.
That we had as kids, all right? And that we're not doing now as adults.
Right.
Pro athlete.
Yep.
Musician or singer. Welcome
Hello.
To it. Teacher.
Right.
Vet.
Oh.
A writer.
Yeah.
A pilot.
Yeah, you can see that.
An actor. A dancer. A doctor and a police officer. Morning show radio hosts? No, didn't even make the list.
And stay in school, kids.
Yeah, I did search.
Don't do radio. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get up. This is High FM. Oman.
Is that your chair?
Yeah. Did
really
you hear that?
Really need some WD-40 on that. It's been like a year and a half now.
I know, it's really bad, isn't it? That was it, just there.
Yeah.
That wasn't George.
Yeah.
That was it.
So it's Banks with his squeaky chair. I'm Ryland.
Hi.
This is High FM.
How are you?
I found an absolute beauty on Netflix.
Okay.
I've been meaning to get round to this,
right.
And yesterday I finally did.
Yeah.
It's called Nailed It. Have you seen it?
I've seen it pop up, but I've never clicked on it.
So this is based on the internet phenomenon where you try and make a cake from a picture,
right.
And what you make is awful. So you put it next to the picture of this amazing Spider-Man cake, and you're like, nailed it.
I've seen pictures on
cake that
Facebook.
Looks like it wants to die.
It's brilliant, very funny.
So they've made a whole bakery show out of it.
Okay, right.
This is right up my street.
So this is audio that you've sent me from your television.
Yes.
From your place in MQ.
This is the princess cake round.
Okay, here we go. Here's the audio.
I don't mean to laugh, but your front is terrifying.
You're very still,
She's
by
so
the way,
scared.
Holding that camera.
And I don't think anybody's coming to rescue her.
Oh my god, that looks...
Oh no, and then your dragon got decapitated. But I love this cake so much.
I love this cake so much.
Those big eyes, she just wake up.
What voice do you
This
think
looks amazing. Are you going to hear George laughing in the background?
Her voice matches up.
Hang on, I have to just rewind that just to hear you laughing.
I've just got to explain it to you again, though. So you were supposed to have Pretty Rapunzel at the top of the castle on the cake.
Okay.
And hers, it looks some kind of...
monster.
It looks like it's come back from the dead, and I love the way she does its voice.
That's you laughing! That's the best bit for me. It's Nailed It on Netflix.
I love that. How would your princess sound? Hey, you guys! In the morning, we
gonna do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi FM, Oman.
Hi FM is the radio station. This is Robin Banks just here. That's me. And George Ryland is there.
Morning.
That's her over there. Does buying trendy new gym clothes really help you exercise?
I think it does give you a little edge if you feel like you look quite good, quite jazzy.
Or does it just make you look like a gym rat while you ride the sofa and binge watch Netflix all day.
Going shopping for food in my activewear.
2,000 people were polled, George, who hit the gym regularly. And the overwhelming response was, yes, those expensive gym clothes can actually help. 79%, nearly 80% said wearing cool workout clothes makes them work out harder.
Fake it till you make it.
If you're just trying to get to the gym more often, though, any clothes can help.
No, because I've tried any clothes and I've come a cropper many times.
88% of people said just the act of putting on gym clothes is a huge motivator.
It's like shaming yourself into going, because to take them off without having worked out. I've done it, but...
In other words, once you put your gym clothes on, you'll probably work out.
Yeah.
Your chances of skipping it at that point are pretty low.
You'd like to think so, but I did beat the system just last week.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
It's not very good starting a bit like that. We should be more professional. It should start, obviously, with the radio station name. Not when we whack the mics up. Starts with laughter.
There's a lot of things we should do.
There is, isn't there?
However, here we are.
Yeah.
I've got two stories.
By the way, Ty FM.
Ryan and Gregory.
I'm Gregory.
Nice. I've still got a dude's name, so. I've got two stories about burglars.
All right.
And I'm trying to decide which one to go with because they are both amazing. I think we're going to go with Dash Cam Man.
Dash Cam Man?
Yes.
All right.
So this is in Palm Beach in Florida. It's a man called Xavier.
Oh, I love him.
He was involved in a crash. So he told the police they'd been cut off by another driver and he can prove it with his dashboard camera.
Brilliant. Great. Yeah.
Apparently having forgotten that just before the crash, he had actually robbed a store with a baseball bat.
Oh, how shall I laugh? That's brilliant. That's the best. What an idiot.
Oh, God.
In the morning, we gonna do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
Hi, FM. Oman.
I've got a funny.
See, you're doing it again.
Tommy Cooper over here. Right. Okay, let me just get to this joke.
Yeah. All right. Oh, it's a gag.
It's a gag.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, George Ryland from High FM is about to tell you a gag that you will take into your day, and please tell someone this today. Okay, tell somebody this joke today and they will fall over and bust themselves.
And then in the morning you can message, you'd be like, George, it went down so well. It was
hilarity ensued.
Welcome to Plastic Surgery Addicts Anonymous. I'm seeing a lot of new faces in the crowd this week and I just have to say I'm really disappointed.
Wheeze out!
Oh, it's so bad.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
You all right?
Yeah, you know Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
From Facebook?
Aye.
He's got hauled in to talk to Congress.
Yeah, he did that yesterday.
Did you see when he walked in, he was sort of flanked by people. He had a big security detail.
I didn't see it, but I know that he was very nervous.
He looked very little, but I didn't think anything more of it.
Okay.
But now...
Yeah.
Because he's 5'7". He's not the tallest.
Right.
Do you know what they did?
What did they do?
They gave him a cushion to sit on.
Oh. Facebook has taken steps to combat election interference. The first step is changing its name to MySpace.
Tom?
Come on!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
High FM.
Turn it up!
This is High FM, and now George Ryland's story about the longest journey home over the weekend.
So I went for a weekend away.
Lovely.
Lovely.
And it was a spur of the moment weekend away.
It was a spur of the moment weekend away. Off I trotted. That's very nice. And then Saturday turned into a bit of a, oof, how many hours is that? My maths isn't really up to par. Let's 10, 15 hours to get back from Dubai.
15 hours.
15 hours!
How amazing is that? So you had a flight, just to cut some of the story out, there was a flight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, which turned into not a flight at 8 o'clock.
Did you miss it?
No, I didn't miss it.
Oh, well, what happened
I got
there?
To the airport, and on the board, instead of saying 1955, it said 0005. So there must be another one that I didn't see when I booked mine.
Okay.
But I'll look at the number. Oh, of course it was mine.
How's that possible? So it's late.
So the plane, it was somewhere else, and then it had to come back to Muscat to get fixed. And then I had to buy to pick us up, which is always what you want to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he said, it's okay. You can leave the airport and come back.
So you got a midnight 5 flight.
Yeah, I didn't leave at midnight, though.
Oh, of course not. Baby,
wake up, girl. Robin Banks. God, I'm waking
you up. George Ryland. Let's get
it on. This is High FM, Banks and Ryland.
Hello.
Cardi B.
Yes.
You know Cardi B?
Yes, we play her.
Have you heard her being interviewed?
Yes, I have.
So what does she sound like?
Sounds like she's from New York.
She sounds very squeaky.
A bit like...
Yeah.
Janice from Friends.
I don't know. I've never watched Friends.
Sorry, okay, yeah. But everyone else, a bit like that.
She was on Jimmy Fallon the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling jokes about President Trump.
Right.
So Fallon would hit her with a punchline and then she would give a punchline. I need to play you the audio and see if you can understand this.
What is up with that coat? It makes him look like two kids sitting on each other trying to buy beer.
What is up with that coat? It looked like me when I was trying to hide my paper.
It gets worse.
What is up with that coat? It looks like he's trying to sneak a rotisserie chicken into the movie theater.
What is up with that coat? I didn't know Spanx made jackets.
What? No Spanx made jackets? What is up with that coat? It looks like his plan for the border wall is him. Oh, my goodness. Last one, Cardi.
What is up with that coat? It looks like they put a button press on the wrong side.
No.
Do you understand that?
No, and he's getting less easy to understand as it goes on as well.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. Radio.
You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is High FM, it's Banks.
Good morning, that's me.
And Ryland.
That's her just there.
Do you remember last week we had a little chat about the latest on trend movie?
Which is, A Quiet Place.
That's it.
Right, yeah.
But you can't make a sound else the monsters will get you.
Yeah.
I went to see it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was aware it was going to be really quiet.
Yeah.
So we'd got the posh seats, the reclining.
Lovely.
Very nice. Really, and some popcorn.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing too rustly. It was okay. It was still a bit...
Because not only is it called A Quiet Place, it's quiet, right?
Yeah.
But it's also really quiet. It's actually really quiet in the cinema.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one was talking. No one was on their phones. It was really quiet.
Brilliant.
However...
I love it.
Because I'm in my reclining seat.
Oh, did it?
Reaching for the popcorn in the posh cinema.
Yeah.
My hand collided with a lamp.
With a lamp?
Yeah, now this happens. However, it being me, this lamp's not just a normal lamp that makes a sound.
Yeah.
This lamp reverberates like a gong. Yeah.
It's a lamp.
I had to grab it. To make it stop! Oh, everyone else behaved so well for the whole film.
In theaters now, A Quiet...
Shh.
A Quiet Place.
Quiet. Shh.
I'm being as quiet as I can. You shush.
Shut up.
You shut up. I'll come over there in a second when I'm done with this.
Shh.
That does it. A Quiet Place. Now showing... I'm going to teach you a lesson, Mr. Shuddy Uppy.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Here we go.
Robin Banks, George Ryland.
This is Hi FM. It's Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
I have a Netflix account.
Who doesn't?
And I also have a six-year-old. And my Netflix sometimes signs me out and I've got to sign back in to Netflix.
Right.
Does yours do that?
Never.
Mine does on occasion. You know when the password screen comes up?
Yeah, and you get the keyboard.
You get the little keyboard, yeah? Do you use the voice activation on Netflix?
There isn't voice activation on Netflix.
Yeah, there is. There's a voice search.
Shut up. That is not.
Have you not come across that?
Well, that means you'd have a microphone in your TV, wouldn't it?
Well, no, you've got a microphone in the remote control.
Shut up, do
no,
you?
No, I'm serious. That's what, if you
well,
look...
Well, no, because we'll have different remotes, won't we? Because they're for the TV. Netflix don't give you one.
Oh, right. You haven't got a Netflix remote.
Because there's not a thing. Shut up.
No, I've got an Apple TV. There's a control. And on my control, I've got a little microphone on it that I can put my password in.
Well, if that's true, then
it is true.
That's the Apple remote thing.
Yeah,
that's
it is,
not
yeah.
to do with Netflix or the TV.
Okay.
Netflix isn't voice activated. I wish it was, because otherwise, I'd be making a real fool of myself yeah. trying to look something up. Ping, one letter. Scroll down to the next letter. Gonna be here a while.
So, I have a six-year-old, and when my Netflix signed me out yesterday, I had to sign back in.
Okay.
So, it gives you the little screen, it says email, and my email's usually up there.
Yeah.
And then I go down to password. Now, I don't know about you, but my password is kind of the same for all the things that I have.
I have variations. I actually don't know what my Netflix is, so I hope it doesn't lock me out.
So I go to put in my password, and my six-year-old knows it.
Right.
Well, that's not very good.
Why?
Because six-year-olds tend to talk.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Now, my Netflix password is the same as more or less every other password that I've got.
Banking.
Every single
okay.
thing. My six-year-old, Ali, said, oh, Daddy, your password is... And she reels off my password.
Right. She's a liability. She's got to go.
I know, right?
She's probably already robbed you blind.
Oh, man's
Hi, FM. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Right, let's talk plastic surgery.
Okay, why? Are you planning some?
No, and...
Oh, really? Because I had a couple of ideas.
What is the hot new trend in plastic surgery right now? So we've got, right, let's go through the list. There's Botox, there's lips.
Fillers.
There's fillers, yeah.
Facelift.
Right.
There's the old chin stuff, getting rid of your jowls, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Does your like gastric surgery, does that come under
plastic
surgery?
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Well, I would say so, yeah. Fat reduction, that would sort of come under it. All of those wrong, George.
Okay.
Wrong. Apparently, the hottest trend in plastic surgery is cankle reduction.
Really?
If you're somehow not familiar of what cankles are, it's the term for the area where your calf meets your ankle.
See, I don't think they got the right term for this. I think it should be fankles.
Fankles?
Fat ankles.
Fat ankles, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Lots of women, maybe a few men, don't like it when their cankles look too thick and sturdy.
Right, so, let's get the ankle out here. I'm fine with my ankles.
Yeah, me too.
There's the bone, there's the calf, everything's where it should be.
Yeah.
How exactly would you operate on that? What are you going to... Are you going to saw away a bit of the bone?
No, no, you shove. Well, obviously, you've not got cankles. Fankles.
But if I did say...
So there'd be fat around your ankle.
Yeah.
So there'd be massive fat. Have you never seen somebody with cankles?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know what's going on in there. I don't know if they're big boned, so
it's,
you...
It's fat, so they whack something in there. It's
like liposuction for your ankles.
Sucks it out. The procedure costs an average of $5,500. Which is what, 2,000 reels?
Gosh.
Worth it?
Bargain.
Thank you.
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo! Get up.
Hi, FM.
It's Hi FM. Banks is over there.
All right, I'm over here.
I'm Ryland.
You're over there.
I'm here.
Yes.
Got another idiot criminal for you.
I love your idiot criminals.
Now, I'm not condoning, obviously, criminal behaviour in any format.
No form.
However.
You
don't understand the lack of planning. Because that is what it seems to be, isn't it?
Yeah, all your stories are just a little bit of thinking.
Right?
Just do that.
Just
and
put some effort in.
Everything will be fine.
At least you've got a better chance. I mean, do you want to be caught?
You won't be featured on George's bit.
So this is two guys who decided what they'd do is to rob a travel agent.
Okay.
So they threatened the members of staff. They demanded the money.
Right.
The employees handed over the cash, which no doubt they're trained to do. And the men, what did they do with that money? Would you have thought to bring a rucksack, maybe, or a huddle? No. What did they do with the money, Robin?
They tried to stuff it into their pockets because they'd forgotten.
Stuffed it down their trousers.
Oh, you're kidding
me. What happened to the money?
Oh, my God.
Came out of their trousers when they went back onto the street.
George, let's go and rob somewhere, okay? Yeah, let's do it. When? Right now.
Right now.
Just let's do it. Let's not plan it. Let's just go do it now.
But I don't have anything with me. Doesn't matter.
Here we go.
Robin Banks, George Ryland.
This is High FM's Robin Banks.
Good morning to you.
Good morning from me, George Ryland.
Yes.
Got some crimes here that I think we're all guilty of.
Great.
So be honest, have you done any of these?
Right, you're asking me.
Okay. Yeah.
Before I answer, will these get me in trouble?
No, just shows the kind of person you are.
All right.
It's okay. Fine.
I don't mind doing this.
Number four, responding to any message or email days afterwards.
Yeah.
With the old, oh, no way, I just saw this.
Yes. Yeah. Or, oh, sorry, I was checking my spam folder and I see you in there. Done that.
Three, never letting people
finish their sentences. Yeah, I do that. I knew you were going to say that. Knew that was coming up.
And two, texting while walking, especially on a busy pavement.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
I hate it as well, but I'm pretty sure I've done it.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'll just stand there. If somebody's walking towards me, I could move out of the way.
What's worse is when people stand at the top of an escalator.
And not walk.
Yeah. Serious, incoming.
In the middle.
And then this one. Oh,
right, here we go.
I know I've done this. I know I've had it done to me, and it is horrible.
But we've all done it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What is it?
Scanning the room to look for someone more interesting when you're talking to someone.
Can we bail out now? Let's get out of this bit right now.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is High FM. We've seen the videos online. Beyonce getting back together with Destiny's Child.
Coachella,
yeah.
Yep.
Beyonce's team reportedly asked media outlets not to post pictures taken by fans at the Coachella performance because they might be embarrassing. In other words, pictures of her with the rest of Destiny's Child, right?
Nice.
Thank you. Also, Beyonce brought the two other members of Destiny's Child to Coachella with her. They did an amazing job carrying her luggage.
So the best thing about it, though,
what's that?
Is Adele's Instagram, where you got Beyonce dancing away at Coachella, and Adele's there in a tracksuit.
Yeah, she's great. She's just brilliant.
I'd much rather watch that.
Robin Banks and George Ryland podcast.
Ty FM, this is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Do you have trouble sleeping at night?
Sometimes.
Is all the work and stress from your horrible, terrible boss keeping you up at night?
That's right.
Well, it isn't keeping them up, because the more senior someone is in a company, the more sleep they get.
Really?
And there are two theories as to why, George. The reason, this report says, is they got to be so high in the company is their discipline and time management skills. So they know how to balance their life and make sure they get enough sleep.
Check them out.
Which is a fine theory, but it sounds less likely to be than mine, which is really easy and makes perfect sense.
All right.
They have time to sleep because they've got assistants and, you know, you to dump all their extra work on.
Yeah, sounds good.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Have you seen this new mayo chup that Heinz are doing?
Mayo chup?
Yeah, a lot of people think it's a joke, but I don't think it is.
What is it?
It's mayonnaise and ketchup in the same bottle.
Isn't that essentially Thousand Island?
That is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how you do it at home.
Well, or how you do it with your chips. But I don't want that pre-mix. I want my own mix at the time. The chips do the mixing.
Heinz are doing this.
Mm.
I think.
Well, they have a lot of variations on mayonnaise now, don't they? Like the jalapeno one.
I love
the
that.
The sweet chili one. There's loads of them.
I don't like the sound of this mayo chup.
I don't like the name either.
No, I don't.
Because that, to me, what springs to mind is like a Chupa Chup, but made of mayonnaise. But if you were going to make that, you know, Chupa Chups, the lollipops? If you were going to make a mayonnaise lollipop, that's what you call it, isn't it?
A mayo chup.
Yeah. Ridiculous choice of name.
I want a mayo chup from the shop, please.
Do you?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
I want to tell you a little story of what happened yesterday, and hopefully you have the same reaction as me.
Okay.
And hopefully you'd go, yeah, I've done that as well. So I was in a mall yesterday.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell you which one it is.
Okay. And what did you do?
No, I didn't do anything.
Right.
There was a couple, so a man and a woman.
Yes.
And they were having an argument.
Okay.
I slowed down and I stopped. I pretended to do something because I want to listen to the argument.
So you stood there like, oh, I'm just on my phone.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
Now, it's a pretty heated argument.
Shopping can be emotional.
But I missed the beginning of the argument.
Could you guys just rewind?
Because I want to know whose side I'm supposed to be on, right?
Who started this?
I don't know whose side I'm supposed to be on. Have you ever done that?
If you had to pick one anyway, would you go with him or her?
Well, I don't know. This is the whole thing.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Hello, this is High FM. I've just sent you an email. Can you kick that email up? And I'm going to do this at the same time as you.
Is it supposed to be that blurry?
Yes, it's supposed to be that blurry. There's a picture going viral that looks like a bunch of random colour blobs. I want you just to stare at it for a little while. Just stare at it.
I am. I really don't like doing these. It's like disappearing.
There you go. It's disappearing,
is
right?
That it? Is that it?
Has it disappeared?
Yeah.
It's something called the Troxler effect. It's when you stare at something long enough, it causes your eyes to adjust and make some parts fade out of your vision, which is happening just now.
Where's the fun?
Well, that's it.
What?
That kind of messes with your brain a bit, doesn't it?
Why would I want that?
To maybe send to people?
But why would I make them do that?
Because it's kind of cool. It's a picture.
Is it?
It's a blurry picture.
Makes your eyes hurt, then it disappears.
It disappears.
What's the point?
There's lots of points.
Name some.
We're going to post this up on our social media. You can see it for yourself at High FM Radio. Kozai from Haller has just walked in, and he's been in the studio about 5 seconds.
He's on.
He's
literally. And that was the song ending as well.
Yeah.
He just does that.
How does he do that?
I don't know. We could never do that.
No.
Literally walking into the studio from the outside, not from the office.
My nerves wouldn't let me do that.
I just couldn't. I've got to put stuff down,
anxious.
Rearrange screens, get settings all set up.
Sit for a bit.
Yeah. You have to sit for a bit, don't you? You've got to get yourself ready. Is that him feeding back?
I'm not sure.
That's him feeding back. He hasn't set himself up properly. He hasn't twiddled, right? He's twiddled. He's got other headphones plugged in. Listen to that.
Can you not hear that?
Do you want to go in and turn him down for him? Just go in behind him and just turn it down.
I would, but that involves getting out.
It does, doesn't it? You see, we're not even ready now. We've been here from 6. I swear to you, he just walked in. There was 5 seconds. And he did it. And he's talking Twitter. He's talking social media. He's putting stuff out there.
And he does this daily.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Just, it's insane, isn't it?
I don't know if I admire it or if it irritates me.
He can just go in, whack the microphone up, and do a bit.
Probably going to go home now.
He probably is, yeah.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. High FM.
Morning.
Morning.
How's it going? You all right?
All right.
I feel a bit bad because
why?
I was working on a very intricate lie for you this morning.
Right. This is a weird way to go about it.
Yes. And I feel I need to confess, although I haven't actually done anything.
Okay.
I updated my phone last night to iOS 11.3.
Oh, I find that risky.
Why?
What if it knocked your alarms off or something?
Okay.
I have to do it at the weekend.
All right, this is great. Because this was the intricate lie that I was working on this morning. You know when your alarm goes off and you are a different person and you just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, my lie that was going through my head that I was going to put into reality was I can just turn my alarms off and blame it on the iOS update I did last night, and George would probably believe me.
Well, I'd believe you.
Yeah, you see.
But that's your bad for doing it in the week.
I could go, oh, I didn't really know. I've never had a problem before.
Oh, do shut up.
So, I felt really bad. When I finally eventually got up at 4:20, I actually felt bad. I walked into the bathroom.
It feels like a lot's gone on with you before you got out of bed.
I know, right?
Why are you here?
I asked myself the same question at 4:10, 11:04, 12:04. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What do you think is the least trusted tech company by far?
Facebook.
Facebook! Who would have thunk it? The Pandora's box of Facebook has been opened and there's no going back now.
The lid's not going back on this.
No, not at all. We trusted them and they have burned us big time, and it's definitely destroying their reputation. According to this, 56% of people say they trust Facebook the least of any tech company. The next closest was Google at 5%. So there's 51% difference.
Right.
Wow.
And yet we're all using both.
Yeah. We're still addicted to both and addicted to Facebook that we can't quit. 70% have deleted Facebook off their phones but have not gotten rid of their account.
Why bother?
35% say they're keeping their account but they plan on using it less than before.
Oh, make a stand.
Another study said that 9% of people have deleted their Facebook accounts since all the info came out about Cambridge Analytica.
9%.
Which I think is quite a lot,
yeah,
isn't it?
I wouldn't have thought it'd be actually anyone. We just talk about it.
You could find out if one of those people is in your place of work by just looking around and seeing who's actually getting some work done. Yeah.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Let the probing begin.
George Ryland.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them too.
Woo!
Get up.
Hi, FM.